News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Federal Aviation Administration issued an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX jets immediately in response to the weekend disaster involving an Ethiopian Airlines jet. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The acting head of the FAA, Daniel Elwell, says after studying enhanced images from the weekend crash and finding a similarity to what happened in October with the same type of jet in Indonesia,
the FAA is ordering the temporary grounding a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft.
Why did the agency wait while other countries had grounded those jets?
We are a fact-driven, a data-based organization.
A Canadian aviation official says before both crashes, an automatic system kicked in to force the nose of the aircraft down. Boeing says it supports the FAA decision to ground the new jetliners, although it still has full confidence in their safety. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is expected to vote against President Donald Trump on Thursday by disproving the president's national emergency declaration to fund wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. A handful of Senate Republicans have committed to joining a unified Democratic caucus and rejecting the emergency declaration. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp said that President Trump wants Republican senators to show unity when they vote Thursday on the declaration.
They know exactly where the president stands on this. And so, in essence, he does see how the Democrats view this as for them, it's about open borders, and they stick together on open borders. For Republicans, he's made it very clear, a vote for national security is a vote for border security.
The democratically led House of Representatives already approved the measure, which is expected to trigger the first veto of the Trump presidency should it reach his desk. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate defied President Trump Wednesday and voted to cut off support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen. Seven of Mr. Trump's fellow Republicans sided with Democrats in passing that measure. Now goes to the House, where a similar measure stalled earlier this year. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed disappointment, not only by the bloodshed in Yemen, but also Mr. Trump's tepid response to the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October. A federal judge in Washington has sentenced former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort to 3.5 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering stemming from his work as a lobbyist for Ukraine's former pro-Russian president. That sentence comes on top of the nearly 4 years in prison Manafort received last week on federal charges of tax and bank fraud. Now, President Trump says he feels very badly for Manafort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Hours after Manafort was sentenced.
On a human basis, it's a very sad thing.
Would he consider pardoning Manafort, an idea he's floated before?
I have not even given it a thought as of this moment.
The president said he was unaware New York is now charging Manafort with state crimes, which is seen as a strategy for preventing a potential presidential pardon. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Islamic State fighters launched new counterattacks against U.S.-backed forces Wednesday as the militants clung to the terror group's last scrap of territory in northeastern Syria. An unknown number of IS fighters has been hiding in a small area by the town of Baghouz, covered now by bullet-ravaged campsites and broken buildings. British lawmakers have ruled out Theresa May's proposed deal with the EU to finalize Brexit, putting pressure on the prime minister to find a way out of the impasse. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Now lawmakers will decide whether to delay Brexit. That's Thursday's vote in this week's parliamentary marathon. If yes, Britain will seek an extension to the negotiation period, or Article 50. But the EU will have to agree. And its Brexit negotiator is already asking, more time for what? May will have to explain to Brussels how a few more months would do anything more than prolong the agony of this deeply divided country. Despite this week's drama, all Brexit bets remain off, with possible outcomes including a delay, a last-minute passing of May's deal, an accidental no-deal Brexit, or another referendum. Investors fear a no-deal Brexit would plunge the world's fifth-largest economy into turmoil. So Wednesday's vote was expected.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors today. But later on, we'll be talking to Saloon Cool J, who has just finished his brand new album, No Option, and we'll be talking to him again today on the show. So I want you to relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. And now, let's start off the day. Since we're still celebrating the women in the month of March, we continue with some beautiful music. And we start off with this one, Woman, by Juliana Kanyamozi of Uganda, the beautiful Juliana. And right after that, Fatoumata Jawara of Mali in Interine, and Jerome by Simi of Nigeria. All wonderful ladies. But first, Woman, by the beautiful Juliana Kanyamozi of Uganda.
Bountiful, wonderful, easy frame of mind.
take some messages now. This one says, hi, David. I am director Ramsey David Arome, a Nollywood director from Enugu, Nigeria. I enjoy your African beats. I tune to VOA every night to keep up with you, David Vandy. God bless you. Thank you very much, Ramsey. And another message says, I am Sylvanus Grant from West Africa, Liberia. D15 Radio 98.1 FM. I love the African beat. Thank you, Sylvanus. And another message here is reading, hi, David. A very good day to you. Thanks for the diligent services you continue to render to us. I always listen to the African beat from Monrovia, Liberia. And trust me, there is no substitute to the program. This is from J. Negatus Wright in Liberia. Well, thank you all very much, and let's enjoy the music now. Message now, which reads, hi, Brother David. I am your regular listener from Edo, Ekiti State in Nigeria. Kindly play a nice piece of music for me. And thank you, David, for the good work you're doing bringing Africans together with this program. I am Chris Uniman Eze. Thank you very much, Chris, and I will play just that. Enjoy this one.
Call me later. CPO. Talk to your friend, oh. Joro mi baby, yo. Joro mi, joro. Shebi wa lo sa fun mi. You talk say it like me. Ah, I be rolling wagon. Kilo de joro. I dey give you signal. She you know they see me. I give you green light, fire. Joro mi, joro. On my kilo babu wo. Put my love from bu wo. I go shoot my shot yo.
Music there, Joromi, the sound of Simi of Nigeria, and right before that, Interene by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali, and Woman by the beautiful Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der here in Washington. But don't forget to join me later on the show with Cool J as we talk about his new album, No Option. I'll be right back.
Everybody, my name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Van D. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces, the African Beat on the Voice of America. And before we delve into more music, let me just take some of the messages that I have right in front of me. And this one says, hi, David. My name is Tadege from Ethiopia. I like your voice and I always listen to you on Shiger FM 102.1. Well, thank you very much. And a big shout out to all the staff of Shiger FM 102.1 in Ethiopia. And another message says, hello, David. How are you? Well, I'm fine. I am John Sebit from Juba in South Sudan. I am interested in your African Beat show. It makes me dance and rap. Well, that's good for you. I love the African beats. It is my home, my world, and my happiness. So keep it up, David. Thank you very much, John Sebit of Juba in South Sudan. And this one says, hi, David Vandy. I am from Ethiopia, Dila. My name is Yusuf Israel. You are so good with African music. Keep up the beats, David. I love you. Thank you. I love you too, Yusuf. And finally, now we take this one which says, hi, David. This is my first time of writing, but this is not my first time of listening to your show. In fact, I am a regular listener of your show. My name is Beatrice Joseph from Bali, Taraba State in Nigeria. Love your show, African Beats. Keep representing us, David. We are proud of you. Well, thank you to all of you for writing and for giving me such encouragement. I love you guys too, and let's keep listening to this great show. Now let's enjoy some beautiful music before we bring in our guest. Thandulweto is the next track. It's done by Berita of Zimbabwe, but she's based in South Africa. And right after that, Feminera by Empress P of Sierra Leone, and Yehune Neger by Dina Anthony of Ethiopia. But first, Thandulweto by Berite of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Call me Big Mama, Empress, female, B-I-G. I'm living my life free, T-I-P. I don't rap as a Ghana, L-I-B. I kill beats, movement of silence, R-I-P. TMC on the pinnacle, V-I-P. They start with the first ludicrous, D-T-P. I'm a champ in the ring, Muhammad Ali. I'm on top of a matter with K-I-D. They be like, who's that girl? E-V-E. Cause I'm super duper fly, Missy E. I feed venom flows at the head of Medusa. That's why you see me walking Versace. It's my prime, now they follow me. All black, everything, B-E-T. With a pop, 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 naughty hood. Like many, we go drink till we are lucky. See, I still rock with whites, clean like Fem Fem. Piari, Momo, Seke. Me flows that rum like raw, raw pepper. They kick game pan, then let now me born pele. Before you come against me, you get for talk sense. Cause the other name for Empress, now not success. Cause the process for success, Empress for impress. Never you doubt this, cause now me God bless. See, this female rapper so cold, I bring in the jacket. With this album, I fly like rocket. So many shows, plenty money in my pocket. It flows the past congents like switch and socket. Damn, shit is so interesting. I just kind of see them on my blessing. Empress, Empress, I'm the best. Mic check, 1, 2, testing. I dare, I know never ever run away. Cause I always safe like Obama in briefcase. Feminine ever, I'm leading the race. Like Lex Bravo, man, haha. I got a big fear. Think fast, switch fast, quick ass. Master Rangeman, brother, my words last. I'm telling you, put money on me and triple your bet. Cause I'm triple the threat and I'm triple your bet. And if I drop this record, I'ma triple my fans. And my lyrics gonna hurt you like a bullet through your chest. A lot of folks keep arguing on who the best is. By the side, but they can't digest it. Paparazzi should be taking pictures off. But the fashion to the one, the rapper with the illest lyrics. Told you to watch me on my last record. I'm going platinum now, my bars well done. Steven, you're my level higher, no, can't measure. Eating up rock rappers now, my pleasure. I'm ruling female MVs, SF, Ghana, LRB. Down to Nigeria, let us bitches hear me. Blast me more speakers, let them hear me. Cause I'ma unleash the monster in me, those niggas feeling me. I'm not there for the Empress, I don't have that chief female jet league. I be got to sit up in the industry, and I get up and cut for the rapper. I pull up in the hoop, see clap on me. Female rappers bow to me, now this feminine era, and I'm not the boss, no, all for bow to me. All of my enemies be in the way, hating on me, but I really don't care. Now the Empress get out of here, so give me the throne, sit on that chair. I've got a dream, my first album going platinum. So I give my best to stay on time, and I know they ever come down. Calling on a blind, can't you see the flow, not stop like my knock. Feminine era bumping to your speaker. Just wait for the next time on me. Ring so day, baby. Femi never, Femi, Femi never. Woo! I'm the best and the vision is so clear. Femi never, Femi, Femi never. Feminine era, this is my era. Femi never, Femi, Femi never. Woo! I'm the best and the vision is so clear. Femi never, Femi, Femi never. Feminine era, this is my era.
Ever, 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 ever.
Neger by Dina Anthony of Ethiopia, and right before that, Feminera by Empress P of Sierra Leone, and Thundelwethu by Berita of Zimbabwe. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away, because when I come back, my guests will be here, and that is Salon Cool J talking about his latest album, No Option. I'll be right back.
My lovely Elizabeth.
To hang my head and cry for my lovely Elizabeth. Some people say there are many girls that are really crazy after me, but I'm not interested in any. Sit my lovely Elizabeth, my sweet Elizabeth.
African Beats. Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, today again is going to be special as I have a very special guest, and that is Cool J. Cool J from Sierra Leone. Welcome to The African Beat again, Cool J.
Thank you very much. I'm blessed to be here.
Yeah, I told you, I said when the album is done, you have to come here again to tell us about it. And now the album is finished and you're ready for the launch. And so, what is happening?
I'm excited. I'm exhausted. I'm happy. I mean, it's mixed feeling. It's mixed emotion when it comes down to the No Option album. That's why I titled it No Option Album. It's a lot through that, you know what I mean? And for me to tell my story and for me to, you know, talk about what I, you know, actually talked about on the album, man, I just can't wait.
So like you said the last time, this whole album, right, No Option, is your story.
Exactly. No Option is my story. During this process of No Option, I actually had a baby. My son Akeem, which, you know, man, I thank God because I'm really, really blessed, you know what I mean, to have such a wonderful son, you know what I mean, and this my second. So during this process, you know, this actually came along, and how for me to, I stopped and I think, I was like, how am I going to finish this album when I have family? And also my little brother was facing, you know, jail time. So it was a lot of things that was going through my mind, but I still strive. That's why this album means a lot, because I talked about a lot of things in this one album. And I told myself, I can't let my fans and I can't let people down there believe in me. I can't just say, okay, just because I'm going through things and I can't put out my work. And here we are today.
All right. Okay, so what we're going to do right now, we're going to play the first song that that you have on the album.
Right.
And that is Give Me Your Love.
Right, exactly.
You know, I know that it's a whole long story.
Right.
But we'll come back to that and let's talk about it. All right? Let's enjoy the song right now. Give Me Your Love from this brand new album, No Option, by Cool J from Sierra Leone. We're coming back.
You know what time it is? Cool J, foreign boy. Come here, let me talk to you. I've been around the world, I've seen a lot of girls, but never seen a girl like you. The way you did give me that killer smile, tempting to touch with them sweet lips. I love your cook shit with them thick hips. The way you move your tongue with them cute tricks. Sure, they got me mesmerizing. Listen, love and basketball mood, that's how we playing. 101 for your heart, girl, I'm just saying. I'm not your ex, baby girl, you know I ain't playing. I love the way you back it up when they dick in you. The way you look at me, I can see the truth in you. I know you want a girl, I can see the freak in you. Let me put you on a G5. Baby girl,
just
I know you speed high.
Cool J. Baby, I wanna dance with you in the morning. Baby, so sexy. Come dance for me. It's all I want from you, yeah. I'm gonna shake your body. Baza, baza. Baby, now for baza, baza. Just give me your love. Baby, I wanna dance with you in the morning.
We love get blessed like I live on a prayer. I won't lie, baby girl, I used to be a player. Look in your eyes, I can tell you a winner. You remind me of my ex, but you much taller. Way much sweeter, way much smarter, way much sexier. That's why you my queen. Ride or die, all we do is win. Class, style, the way you the kiss, I can tell with 2 feet. I like the way you dance with your thong on. Me and you, baby, let's get our
just
freak
give me
on.
Your love. Baby, I wanna dance with you in the morning. Baby, so sexy. Come dance for me. It's all I want from you. Yeah, I'm gonna shake your body. Baza, baza. Baby, now for baza, baza. Just give me your love. Baby, I wanna dance with you in the morning.
First in bed like two lovebirds. I want you close to me. That's how I'm supposed to be. That's my baby. She loves my drive. Mood get hazy. In too deep. Get crazy. Room full of energy. She
she never lazy. Look in the eyes, I can tell she real. Lazy. The way she smiled, the way she smelled. Shorty is the real deal.
Oh, baby, don't give just me your love. Baby, I wanna dance with you in the morning. My baby's so fine. My baby's so sexy.
Yes, beautiful music, beautiful beats there. Give me your love. You know, when you're talking about this, you talk about yourself, you talk about the struggles, you talk about being exhausted, you talked about it being excited. Tell me a little bit more. Is it more about family?
This album definitely is more about family. That's why you have a song, Give Me Your Love. The song No Option is basically about family. I want people to listen to this album and love, live, and learn. That's what this main project is based on. So, again, like I said, I just can't wait for people to hear it.
Mm. So, apart from us at The Voice of America playing it right now, you know, even before the album release, when should people be expecting this album to knock out?
Well, this album definitely, it should be up, let's say, by March 20th, but my show is March 23rd, because I'm putting it right now on iTunes, Spotify, and all mainstream, so people will be able to get the album before the show. So just be on the lookout. It will definitely be available, and I also have some hard copies as well, so if anybody want to get the copies, they can link up with me.
Link up with you.
Yeah, then get up with anybody on my team. But like I said, you won't be disappointed, man, because this is from the heart.
Mm.
This album is really from the heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what did your wife say about this album?
Man, she was happy, man. She was happy for me because it's one of the songs that I did on the album that's titled Do You Know the Feeling, that I did. That was one of my last songs, because I didn't want to put songs like that on my album because it's so touchy when my little brother, you know what I mean, when a past friend of his, you know, came back and tell on him, or just say, oh, just because he got caught, but he pointed, this guy was with me too, somebody that he wasn't talking to like 4 years back. So just because of he had a conversation with him, linked him up, and I went through a lot with this thing, and now I can talk about it because he's almost home now. My brother couldn't even watch my wedding. He couldn't even be there for the whole part, and he was one of the best men. And can you just imagine, just, you know, your little brother that you so close to, you know, just can't watch you get married. That's,
so you can imagine the kind of feeling you were.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really.
That's all right. That's all right. At least it's good that he's back home and things are getting better. Yeah. You know. And but I'm pretty sure he's gonna be there for the night.
Exactly, man. So I just can't wait, man. All that long trip, it definitely worth it. I'm proud of him, man, because he stood his ground as a man, and the family support him. We know he didn't do nothing. That's one of the things that was so painful. We fought, and God is good, man.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, you know, I know in this album there's a lot of talking about love, a lot of talking about family, but there's a song there that you call Christian, and Christian, from where we come from, is like an asylum,
right?
Where people with mental disabilities are kept.
Right.
So,
right.
Why did you come up with a song like this, Christian?
I got a lot of flag with this song back home when I was playing it for a couple of people. They didn't know what the concept was. The song Christian is basically, I'm not making fun of, you know, I'm not doing that. That's not what my music speaks. But
that's why it's good to explain it.
It's just a slang. So I was in a car one day with a friend of mine named Kapi Med. Like me and him was in a car when I went back home. So this girl kept calling his phone. And I said, yo, bro, who's that? He said, man, Cool J, that baby there, I don't put on a Christian. And it was just so it was just so funny to me. And I kept thinking about the word. I was like, oh, man, this girl is crazy about you. So definitely that's why you say you don't put on a Christian. So when I came back, I went through experience like that. Sometimes some girl just get just so crazy about you. So I'm like, you know what? Let me put this as a song. And then when they listen to my verse, the lyrics and everything, so people got the get the concept.
Okay.
Still, but that's
and
why
because,
I'm...
It's because she was crazy about
crazy
him.
Crazy about him, so... yeah. So now I'm doing the video, actually. Big up to Dexter Brains. I'm supposed to be shooting the video. I just want people to see the visual now and know that what the storyline is about. I'm not making fun of...
It's completely different no. from...
Yeah, I'm okay, not making fun of
because immediately somebody
like that.
Hear that,
right?
You know, that's the first place your mind exactly. is going to run to. Your attention is going to be focused purely on that.
Nah.
But it's good that you're able to explain that here.
Exactly.
So, well, let's enjoy the song now because, you know, and you know, I was listening to the song and the beat is so good, man.
Right. Big up to Nashitu. Nashitu Kulala made that beat. Big
okay.
up to you. I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Respect to Nashitu. Yeah, that's so cool. So let's enjoy this song now, Chrisiad, and don't just enjoy the beat. Listen to the lyrics, all right? and get it properly interpreted. All right, let's enjoy this one.
Uh-huh. Yo, what's up, it is? Cool J. Let's dance. Everybody. Let's ride.
Bring the music, baby.
The baby with the metaphor, they lost my mind. I don't boost on a Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. Mr. Be a bluffer, I know they ever repeat. You want chase me, you swag don't suffer. I don't boost on a Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. Anytime we enter, they know sin and weed. We see them excel, we swag don't cut. We don't boost on a Christian. We don't boost on a Christian. And they roll with a black face, model them. When they see we not so, then they call it them. We don't boost on a Christian.
What's that?
We don't boost on a Christian. Listen. Some of them gold out of shell. Swag on point to the body like hell. Them on my neck, I say straight from Kono. Mr. Suicide, you not bolo. Left them for collie, say they wax so. If you hit me, I may say you not coco. If you be no drink, you don't chat for me. You want not chest, but go inside for me. I go make you be me bodyguard. Why baby be me house girl? Life on them, who they not say for me? I'm the greatest. You don't know for me. I'm Cool J, what you expect? We them in for you, last of mine. I don't put some like Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. Mr. Be the bluffer, I know they ever repeat. You want chase me, you swag don't suffer. I don't boost on a Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. Anytime we enter, they know sin and weed. We see them excel, we swag don't cut. We don't boost on a Christian. We don't boost on a Christian. And they roll with a black face, model them. When they see we not so, then they call it them. We don't boost on a Christian. We don't boost on a Christian. Listen, I stay connected like Wi-Fi. DCM Excel, we stay fly. I be constant, you dip and board fly. Style to massive, we day high. Ladies love, we let go on me. You want type, but you not for skies, dummy. Fresh lotion, you still love my dummy. When they chill with the black face, baby them. So fresh, so clean, and it's titty them. Anytime they go, then they act by them. Anything I do, me, I confirm. Check out me, your crew, we confirm. They lost the line. I don't boost on a Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. Mr. Willie Bluffer, I know they ever repeat. You want chase me, you swag don't suffer. I don't boost on a Christian. I don't boost on a Christian. Anytime we enter, they know sin and weed. We see them excel, we swag on board. We don't boost on a Christian. We don't boost on a Christian. And they roll with a black face, model them. When they see we not so, then they call it them. We don't boost on a Christian. Boost, I don't boost on a Christian. Boost, we don't boost on a Christian. Everybody, boost, I don't boost on a Christian. That's right. Boost, we don't boost on a Christian.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's what I'm talking about. Man, you made the song, and people don't even bother to see anything. As soon as it starts, it's just going to be dancing and enjoying,
right.
You know, the rhythm and all this stuff.
Exactly.
You know, okay. Well, you know, Cool J, apart from the music, I see you're doing a lot of stuff.
I am.
We're into acting, you know. We just completed a movie that is coming out.
Right.
And you had the series that you did.
Right. I'm just blessed, man. I just love entertainment. Coming up, I feel like that's just what I always wanted to do. But when you're in salon, you are limited to do things like that. So I'm spreading my wings. When it comes down to a movie, I have a movie with Dexter Brains. Man, I can't even express how great this movie is. You know what I'm saying? Dynamic Rain, just coming on May 5th. And also, I got my own personal movie that I did, The Beauty of a Woman, which is coming out online around May, but it's not really a specific date. I also have Young and Learning, season two.
That's the series. Yeah,
season two. Season one was great. Big shout out to AYV for making it work for me, put it on their platform. But season two, I have a lot of people that's reaching out. So season two is going to be during the summertime, though.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, everybody's talking about Dynamic Range these days. You know,
man,
it's like it's the biggest African action blockbuster that is coming out from the DMV. You know, with all African cast, man.
I did something that I never thought I would do. That's a stunt. That's just jumping on top of a car. Dexter, big up to Dexter, man. I'm always saying big up to Dexter,
man,
because I'm grateful for this guy, man.
Those stunts were powerful.
Those stunts is like real stunt. Me jumping on top of a car, me doing this, me doing that. He was like, wow, Kuja, you can do that. I mean, I never limit myself. I always like to push. Again, I'm doing it for Salon. That's... I'm trying to get there, and the only way I'll be able to get there is with you guys' help, you know what I mean, with you guys' support. That's the only reason why I'm doing it.
All right, so now let's come to the album title song right now, which is No Option.
Right.
You know, I want you to actually delve into this one, No Option. When you say No Option, what exactly do you mean?
No Option means everything. Like, when you have your family, there's no option. You're supposed to be there for your family. You have friendship, real friendship. It's no option. You're supposed to be there. Like what I was talking about, my little brother, like no option. I'm supposed to. This is my job. This is my responsibility. Me driving 3 hours, 4 hours to go see him, and that's my job. So me naming the title No Option, man, it just speaks volume. You know what I mean? I've watched my mom grow up, work 2-3 jobs to support us. She didn't have no type of... she have to do it. Also, I've seen what my dad sacrificed and did for me. So, me putting all this in a content, I just wish Sierra Leoneans, or even not only Sierra Leoneans, but everybody, like, just listen to the contents of this music. And this is something that I want people to... I believe and feel like people are going to listen to this album in the next 10 years, because it's not just songs about ladies, about club, about party. No, I do have songs like that on this album. But it's songs that you can relate to, songs that you can learn from.
It's an everyday song.
Everyday song.
All right. Well, man, I just want to thank you. It was great having you here again.
Thank you.
And thank you, because the last time you were here, you said when the album is ready, you're going to be back. And
for
you're
sure.
back. And now the album is ready to hit on March 23rd, right?
March 23rd is the
March
show.
March 23rd. You're going to do the launch. But you said it's going to be out on...
Yeah, it's going to be on... major platforms. Going to be on iTunes, Spotify. It's going to be on every platform that you think better you can get music. So that's what we're working on now. The album is done. Everything about the album is ready. So we're just waiting for the right time.
And we're also looking forward to seeing some videos.
Of course, of course. I got a video coming out. Do You Know the Feeling? That's what I just explained when I talk about my little brother situation. When I think about stuff that I've been through, people that I've helped, that turned their back on me, I always speak on that, because I like, my heart is big. I like to help people. I love to support people, and sometimes people turn your back on you. But before you verbally talk to, you know, I'd rather put this in my music so the next man can learn and listen to it and not make the same mistakes that I made. You know what I mean? So that video is coming out. Chris, that video is coming out as well.
All right. All right, well, I'm looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to seeing you on that day. You know, do your thing out there.
Yeah, I can't wait. March 23rd. March 23rd, come out there, support the people from New York, Boston, Jersey. Everybody's talking about this show right now, and I'm blessed. You guys have really, really DMV been holding me down. I want to give a shout-out to DJ Lebby that once told me, Cool J, DMV here is where you have your strong fan base. Focus here, and I listen to him. March 23rd. I can't wait.
All right. Well, with that, I want to thank you, and thanks to all of you out there for joining us today on the show. And we're going to leave you now with this song, No Option. Until we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
P-Tunes production.
Just want to let you know, you know what I'm saying? Thinking about you all the time. It's no option. Jay.
But I just let it be. It's crazy, I'm all alone cause we fell apart. I was trying to figure out life, testing water. Never knew how hard this would be. Always wanted you to be my wife. Pops wasn't around, made so many mistakes. It's like having your cake and eat it too. When I was out all night, you waited. No matter how long it would take, I thought I was in the cold winter. I was feeling myself, now I'm sitting here talking to myself while looking at your perfect picture, right on the shelf. You stuck with me when there was no Cool J. You was there for me when they turned their backs on me. I'm sorry for the pain that I made you feel.
If love and you don't feel right, I don't wanna love no one else. Talking to no one else, laughing with no one else. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option. If love and you don't feel right, I don't wanna love no one else. Talking to no one else, laughing with no one else. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option.
Listen, the fame took over me, the game controlled me. I ask myself when it's all said and done, who gonna console me? I feel like every day that I'm fighting alone. The only woman I trust, can't talk to her, even on the phone. Still no option, I took you for granted. Never pay attention to what you really wanted. Now I'm sitting here, everything on my wish list, I got it. Everything on my to-do list, I've done it. Woman coming my way, not an option. They showing me a lot of love, I ain't giving no attention. Ain't giving no attention. You're cribbing for my motion, I ain't giving no action.
This is VOA News. I'm Tom.